High in the nighttime sky, the gas giant Gara hung suspended, as large as the palm of an outstretched hand. The moon ran flush with ribbons of color that reminded all who gazed upon it of blue-green seas. Like a spoke radiating from Gara's gemstone hub, the frozen moon of Soda moved in concert around it. Many thousands called Soda home, despite its month-long nights and skin-blackening cold. The earnings for hard work on Soda were ahead of the other moons, and if you wanted a good plot of land on Aries, Phoenix, or Pacifica, you had to do at least a year of work on the cold moon. Any work would do, but some jobs earned your plot of land faster than others. A warm front had passed through recently, and the moon's cool air had a gentleness to it. No frostbite would sink its teeth into the flesh of the colonists hard at work this night. The shuttle Beagle waited on a secondary launch pad of Soda's small capital city, White Bay. The tilt-wing, transorbital craft sat poised to take exhausted workers to a warmer moon for vacation, or to a new station, or home after an extended work contract, the deed for their new land in hand. "I think I'm going to propose to Melody." Sergeant Dustin Klein and his best friend, Sergeant Warren Dillon, walked shoulder to shoulder across the graded steel landing surface to the Beagle's ramp. The light of the cyan gas giant above made the snow of Soda glow with an almost neon luminescence. Living here made the nights on other worlds seem cavernously dark. Warren smiled from a full head's height above as he shifted the weight of an overpacked ruck on his back. "For real on the marriage proposal?" "Yeah, I'm thinking, yeah. Before the expedition starts, I got a diamond for her already."
"An engagement ring? Man, that's old-fashioned.
Diamonds are a dime a dozen here on Soda. You should have given her a ring with an opal or something. Those are rare, man.
Good for you, though. You understand in every possible way Melody is above your pay grade, right?"
"Hell yes. She's amazing."
"I meant, like, out of your league, dude.
She comes from a good family. She's an officer. She's already got, what, 6 acres worth of earnings on Aries, right?
What do you have? 1 acre on Phoenix?"
"She's got 5 acres and I've got 2, thank you. But I'm almost to re-enlistment, which means I'll get a 3rd acre. You hear about the deal they're offering for the new planet, if it's habitable?"
The two men reached the foot of the ramp and stepped up its incline. A flight sergeant looked at their name tags as they walked past and checked something off on a touchscreen. Inside the long, yellow-lit, 2-story-tall cargo bay, men and women bustled about, strapping down pallets of exports and unstrapping the netted seats from the walls of the ship.
"We already know from the probes that it's habitable. We just need to secure landing sites and build infrastructure. But that's what we do. Well, the secure portion."
Warren dropped his ruck in front of an empty seat against the wall.